You got it. That's right. So we started celebrating the bicentennial officially on December 26th of last year, because that's the day that the county was created on paper from three counties, from Huron, Cuyahoga, and Medina. And really, now the bicentennial celebration period is going to go on through next May. So we've got kind of a whole host of things that are going on, lots of activities. We've got the steering committee that the county created. So they're planning some activities. And then our organization, Lorain County Historical Society, has got just a host of things that we're doing too. So right now we've got like a monthly speaker series that we've got going on. So we started that in January. And so every month we're doing, we've got a new speaker talking about something different, some different aspect of county history. So we started with the history of the Western Reserve. And then we went through Underground Railroad history, notable women. We talked about the Metro Parks. We just did some kind of forgotten figures and not so forgotten figures. But next month, we're doing the railroad history of Lorain County, which is really, very, very extensive. And Kathy, actually, you can just talk about how you were stopped a little bit by railroads here in Lorain County.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's why you just kind of ran in here. But but that's going to be on Thursday, June 29th at 7 p.m. at the Carlisle Reservation Visitor Center in LaGrange. So, and you're really the person who knows the most about the speaker, I think, because you secured this speaker. So do you want to talk just a little bit about that person?
Adam Matthews will be our speaker, and he's call him a train enthusiast is pretty much an understatement. He's worked for the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad, and he's got something called Train Wizard Productions, and he's just everything on his Facebook page is railroads, and he just has a fantastic presentation about the railroads of Lorain County and all the different histories and everything else, and how railroads were instrumental in making Lorain County what it is, besides, of course, the waterways, and they kind of work together. But and we'll talk about the train disasters, and it's a really good program, and that's going to be the end of the month.
Well, you know, we talk about Lorain County. It's such a diverse county. You have cities, rural, and that. But the railroads connect everybody. If you go north to south anywhere, you'll be crossing over a number of railroad tracks that were important for bringing the goods, the people, and made it what, you know, a hub is in a sense for the community.
That's right.
When you hear these speakers, I assume one or both of you have heard at least some of them, if not all. Have you learned new things as well?
Oh, absolutely. That's for sure. That's one of the best parts, I think, about the bicentennial is that there's always something to learn. There's always something to learn about the rich history of Lorain County. And actually, that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to with our July speaker series, is that we're going to the 103rd OVI, that's the Ohio Volunteer Infantry Museum, and that's in Sheffield Lake. And I've never been there before. And that is a place where there were Civil War veterans who they came together because of the war effort was not going so well for the North. So there was a call put out by the president, and so they came together, volunteered, and then after the war ended, they wanted to stay together and stay connected, and so they made this place on the shore of Lake Erie. And they've continued to stay together. And so people are still coming together every year for a reunion. Now they have pancake breakfast. You can go to their pancake breakfast. I think there's one. I think they just had one. And they're going to have one again in June. Those are open to the public. And so we're going to have, on July 16th, we're going to have a tour there. And you can hear a presentation about the 103rd OVI. And so these are all of these speaker series are open to the public. They're all free. So please go to our website so you can hear more about them, learn where you can attend this. So our website is lchs.org.
Have you archived any of some of these so that people who maybe missed some of these or maybe want to find out more are able to view or see
Absolutely.
Them?
Thank you for asking about that. So our previous speaker series are all available on our website. Again, that's lchs.org. At the top of every page on the website is a yellow banner that references the bicentennial. If you click on that, you'll go to the bicentennial page, and that'll get you to a recording. The page has a recording of all of the previous speaker series.
we've gone through the bicentennials for different cities through the years or whatever, and you sort of see the cities were founded first. They have their own sort of establishment, and then it was the county that suddenly came together after all. We have enough cities here to sort of make a county. You mentioned all the Cuyahoga, Medina, Huron. What, did we just grab pieces, parts of those counties and say we want to establish our own? Is that how that kind of came about?
You know, I'm not the authoritarian on that. That would probably be Jeff Sigsworth or other people that we know who know about that history. But that's, you know, we had on our Facebook page, we did a series of the history about that early history of the county. So if you go back to our Facebook page, you can see all of those posts that we did like on a weekly basis, right, that has really that detailed history about it. But
I'm just curious, because sometimes you think, you know, everything has been the way it is, but you realize all the change and different parts of this, and you know certain cities broke off and got things like that, but it's interesting how they formed the county and the interesting shape of our Lorain County, which is quite unique from most other counties. You know,
That's right. And actually, at the Lorain County History Center, one of our museums on Washington Avenue, we have a series of maps that are on the wall that you can see the progression and the evolution of Lorain County over time. Right. It's very interesting.
It's like a swap and trade. I'll take this part. You can do this part of this land. You can have this area here or whatever.
That's right. Yeah. And there were multiple counties involved. It wasn't just those three.
Right. It happened in things like that. But we have sort of a dual celebration. You mentioned sort of when it was on paper in December, but I think coming up a year from now in May, even I guess May 24th, I think is around that time or close to that time, it's related to when the first sort of governmental meeting took place, I believe.
Right.
That's right. Yep, that's right. So then, let's see, an act of the state of Ohio in January of 1824 provided for the actual organization of the county, and that took effect on April 1st of 1824. And so the first county commissioners were actually elected in April 1824. Okay. And then there was like the first sheriff and I think the first judges and all of that. So the first actual meeting of the county commissioners and the first organization and all of that was taking place in that spring of 1824. So really that's when the county first started actually functioning.
Talking this morning, with Carrie Broom and also Kathy Dean Dealman with Lorain County Historical Society.
So 200 years on from April of 1824, we've got the eclipse. Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's going to be a big party.
Absolutely.
That's right. Lots of things to celebrate.
Talking about parties, ice cream social coming up.
You got it.
Who wants to talk about ice cream?
I'll take that one. On July 9th, it's a Sunday, of course, noon to 3 p.m., and we're going to have music and, ice cream, and it's going to be a wonderful, you know, summer Sunday afternoon, just nice and sunny like it was last year. We'll have the old cars like we did last year, and we're hoping to get some volunteers to do parading around in their historical finery. We may get some of those, and it's always a nice afternoon, and we always get a wonderful turnout for it, and I'm proud to keep that tradition going.
I was looking over here. They have a concession stand area. Rigid is on display over here. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary year as well. So a lot of different businesses kind of work on that. We have our 75th anniversary this year as well for being a radio station on the air as well. So you have different milestones of different organizations taking place. Anything that you have on site that you kind of bring out of maybe the closets or the archives to sort of highlight the fact that the bicentennial is taking place that you were looking towards to do?
Yes, so we'll be coming around to different events, obviously, this summer. We've got the third Thursdays that are taking place on Ely Square. The dates for those are June 15th, July 20th, and August 17th. And then with the Juneteenth celebration in Elyria on June 17th, our History Center is going to be open, and that's always free. So we welcome everybody to come on down to that. And then, of course, we always have our open hours at our two museums. Our History Center is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and our Hickories Museum is open Wednesday through Friday for tours at 1 o'clock. And then we do, after Memorial Day, we're going to have Saturday hours at both of those facilities. So please check out our website for more information about that. And that's, again, lchs.org.
Kathy, before we went on the air, Carrie mentioned to me, not only are we talking bicentennial, but you are involved with a national celebration. What's that about?
Thank you. This is the in 2026, if you can believe we're talking about that already, this will be America's 250th birthday. And that's what we call the semi-quincentennial, which is a really big word and kind of hard to say. But that's what it was. It was adopted by Congress and President Obama to be a as legislation that they were setting up with this commission. And now the states are doing their own. And Ohio has set up its own, and they established it in 2022. And Joe Miller and I are representatives from around from the Lorain County area, and there are 30 people from around the state on this commission. And we are, our idea is to get Ohio prepared to be part of that national celebration and commemoration of all the history of the United States and what Ohio has done to make, because Ohio was the first state after the 13 colonies became states. So we were like the first push westward in our the Northwest Ordinance, and we talk about the railroads, we talk about the Ohio, the Route 250. There's so many things that Ohio has brought to the nation, and we want to be able to celebrate that.
Yeah. Ohio is the heart of it all. I don't know
exactly.
If you're
heard that or ladies.
Find it here.
Yeah, did you just hear that sort of thing?
Ohio, find it here. Ohio, that we've had a couple of those.
Right.
So,
as long as they could file the paperwork in time or whatever. Didn't, because the 1950s is when they were somewhere, when they officially realized that they were becoming a state. They were a state back then, but then there was some other documentation.
There,
I always
there
remember
was
about
a weird,
that.
Yeah, it was a weird paperwork thing, but all is,
I'm looking forward to this 250th anniversary for the, you know, the celebration of the United States. I was obviously alive during the bicentennial itself. Red, white, and blue was everywhere. Uncle Sam, that whole type of thing. Be interesting to think how the country wants to celebrate that anniversary as well, and what people will
be doing. We're trying to be inclusive of everybody's experience of American history, because not all of it was, you know, happy. We want to make sure that that things are acknowledged, and we want to make sure that and we really want to get young people involved in this. We want to make sure it's multi-generational, that they have a say and a place in how we're reaching this milestone.
Right. We'll just see what kind of tchotchkes they'll start building and printing out and selling for
I
that.
I heard about the red, white, and now I was five, so I don't remember a lot, but I do remember a big birthday cake on the TV. I remember that being a thing.
Well, if you want to, I can display my 7-Up cans that have the entire state of the, everyone representing the State of the Union on one side, and if you align them up in a giant pyramid, it has a picture of Uncle Sam on the back of the van.
Carrie, if you need anything for your museum, go to Bruce's house. Chances are he'll have it.
Well, I'm sensing an exciting new exhibit at the Lorain County History Center.